You want to take a seat?
What's the script?
Oh, what's the script?
Yeah, don't get
you're the fun. Script, you what's goofy guy. We're now joined by Carl. Carl Boyce. What's up, man? Yeah.
What are you doing?
Anywhere from here? What's up, man? What's it like from the box up there?
It's good, actually, but I'm only doing one match a day, so...
You're only doing one match a day?
Yeah, because Sky picked the commentary, so I work with Matchroom. So it's a bit weird, because when you're only, you know, when you're doing one match, you can't really get in a groove.
No,
it's a bit like...
Are you on disability? Is your back a little sore? Is that why they're limiting you?
No, I don't know, I just... It's Sky, because I'm sort of new to it. Oh. Maybe I'll get my foot in the door, you know what I mean?
That makes sense.
Good day, though.
It doesn't actually make sense. I'll say it makes sense, but no. how are they gonna limit their best player? Yeah, I mean, you want Joshua Filler out there as much as you can possibly get him, right? You're not gonna limit Josh.
Well, the thing
why are you limiting Carl?
The thing is that Josh will play the singles tomorrow, the last singles of the day. Do you put Shane on or I don't know?
Oh, is day three been announced?
No, but you. The first singles tomorrow is going to be Skylar against Niels, because they've not played yet.
Oh, okay.
Right? And then there's one more singles before all the singles on day four. So that's like a free pick.
I thought they should have put Tyler up against Josh today.
Yeah.
Just because, like, Tyler, like, if you lose SVB in a match, right, you don't have him anymore.
Yeah, tomorrow's a free pick. The last singles tomorrow's a free pick.
Oh, okay.
So do you put SVB still on?
I feel like you have to,
you
just out of principle.
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like anyone who played against Josh in that first match was going to get taken apart.
I think anybody who plays Josh at all, I mean, through day two, he hasn't missed a ball yet.
I'll tell you what I have noticed, though. In the two singles matches he's played, the first three visits off the American break, he's had balling on.
Scratches, yeah.
And he's not had a difficult layout. He's not had to play safe or... Bill is that pretty easy, really?
He also hasn't missed either, though.
Yeah,
he hasn't done anything dumb either.
Billy won the lag though when he played him in the singles, right?
Yeah, the first two breaks,
and then he
broke
and scratched. Yeah, the third time Billy made a ball, but then he hung the three ball.
And then Filler almost scratched on the break, and then he hung it in the pocket, and then Billy tried to jack up and make a combo or something, missed it, and then Josh ran out and then broke and ran or something.
So not only is Josh playing great, he's
getting the rolls.
You know, he's getting the rolls as well. Like, how do you beat a guy like that?
Well, he's also playing really smart, too. And I think that's like, if you've got all three of those things, I mean, you could put anybody against him and he's going to take it down.
I think the only person in the world that might be able to beat him is, like, Carl.
Yeah.
No.
Are they allowed to have a pinch hitter?
No, I'm a trick shot player now, anyway.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Carl's now announcing his new career on the podcast as a trick shot shooter.
Yeah, I'm going to try some
Florian's,
trick shots.
Well, apprentice.
Yeah, what? I think Florian's coming on tomorrow. Why don't you come on and talk some smack with him?
Yeah, I will. Definitely.
So if you were in USA, who would you put up?
Well, to be fair, it's a free pick. So I just think because Shane lost the way he did, he missed a 9-ball, then he missed a 3-ball. I think there's a little bit of him where he knows Phil is a scary player. So do you stick him on again, or will Johan try somebody new? Maybe like Skyle. I don't think Skyle
doesn't really get scared.
Shane
doesn't get scared, really, but I feel like Filler definitely gets in his head a little bit.
Yeah, I know what you're saying. And it's obviously it's a short race, and I don't know. You do see Shane miss balls in the Moscow.
Yeah.
Especially the last day.
It feels like that's going to be... Or the last game of the day. Like, that feels like a really high-pressure situation, and it feels like every time Shane has to do one of those super high-pressure situations and everybody's like, you got to win this, that's when... He feels some of that pressure.
Well, I mean,
it's always on him like that anyway, because we as Americans, the whole American population, just think that he's going to win everything he does.
He's Captain America.
And then that's such a high bar to have, you know, and so much pressure on you no matter what, I think.
He'll probably play, though.
yeah,
he seems he has to play.
Yeah,
I think he has the best chance to beat him.
Yeah, I know you said he's got to play.
You certainly can't. I don't think you can put out Bergman after not playing last year. And Billy struggled quite a bit this year. I mean, could you put out Tyler? I mean,
no, I think it'd be Shane Filler.
It's got to be, right?
I mean, isn't Bergman playing kind of great so far? Like, doesn't Bergman sort of have a great Moscone?
I'll tell you what, today, now you just said that, he's made the most important shot of the day for him, the bank shot.
Oh, yeah? The cross side,
yeah. Because Filler just drilled Shane, and then Shaw got lucky on a difficult bank. And then Bergman's had to, like, play this funky bank shot. If he doesn't go, the 2-1 down, and then Shaw and Filler have forgot the momentum. So
I'm going to add one more to that. And it's not as good of a shot as that, but when Sky and Billy were playing together, they're down 2 points. And actually, I think, was it Kazakas that actually missed a ball and left kind of a jacked up on the rail, length of the table, almost straight in four ball that Sky comes up to the table for, drills it perfectly, yeah, and then ends up with that five, a good shot.
Oh, yeah.
That's not that necessarily difficult of a shot, but given the pressure of that situation, when you're down 2 points already, you go down three
really
points.
Down 1 point, right? Because it was only 5-1 that day? All day was 5-1?
No, I mean overall.
Oh, I mean overall.
Overall, they're down 2 points. Yeah. You go down 3 points overall. That's really tough.
It's scary, yeah.
Yeah, twice they've done that, USA. So, I mean, Europe did that on day one, once, and then US have done it twice on day two. Yeah.
So my question for you, Carl, is who do you think needs to step up on each team?
I think Kazakas needs to step up.
Right.
I think Kachi has done enough now where...
He's getting out when he's supposed to.
Yeah, he looks like he's sort of there.
Well, he didn't make a mistake against Tyler Steyer, right? Kachi played a perfect set against Steyer.
Yeah, I think it's just the way he looks like it, but with Kazakas, when I watch him, I just think there's a mistake going to come. I can just tell.
I think he feels like that, too.
Yeah, that's what I mean. The problem. You can just see the problem.
He feels uncomfortable, and he's showing it. It gives your opponent so much more energy.
That's definitely the vibe I get. And he missed a two ball. I think he might have been four.
By like a full ball.
Yeah, he missed it. He didn't go near the titty, as you say.
You missed our attempt to do each other's accents, and Emily Frazier can only say one thing in an American accent, and it's like, hey.
Hey, what's up? It sounds like Miley Cyrus, and it's great.
So I think day two on reflection, US, everyone's sort of doing the bit, aren't they? Billy don't look like he can make a long ball, though.
He definitely looks like
he played
struggling.
Safe on the one that he tried to make.
He
didn't even hit it nearly hard enough.
Yeah, he fluked a safe out of a missed ball.
I feel like him and Kazakis just need a little more confidence. Because they just look like they have no confidence at all when they go up to the ball.
Shane is kind of there too. I feel like the last game of the day was like, it felt like a who's gonna let the other person win all game. Like Shane scratched, I think, three times in a row, like two times, and then Kazakis made a combo on the nine, and then Shane broke and scratched immediately.
What about the very first shot he had, though? Did you spot that one?
Did he play safe
on the two? Why not just pot it in the corner and play the combo?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That was Joshua Pillar.
No, when Shane played Kazakis last match, the very first shot, he could have potted the two ball in the corner, and then I think it was the 4-9 was there. And he tried to play safe and messed it up.
The same thing was the Kazakis when Filler was playing Shane, he did the same thing on a two ball, but he froze him on the bottom of the two ball, and Shane had to kick three rails and actually made the ball and almost kicked the ball in three rails.
I know, but I just thought the start of the match where the pressure's there.
Yeah.
It's like he didn't want to shoot it.
Yeah. I mean, it's gotta be that lack of confidence. Like, I see he would shoot that any day of the week in any other tournament, but when there's a how many people are watching? How many thousands of people?
There's 1,800 in the crowd. However many watching.
Yeah. Carl, you've played in this three times.
Four
times. You've played in this four times. What is it like coming out of not playing at all and just being expecting to play your best game? I mean, that's kind of tough. Maybe that's.
Yeah, but I think it's just experience factor, really. Yeah. You know, he's played in enough tournaments now at Moscone's.
14.
Yeah, and he knows the table and everything. I just think it was a confidence thing within his own game, because obviously he missed a couple of balls against Filler. It's that type of shot where it's long, it's a bit blind into the pocket. You know what I mean? But you got to go for your shot. He's got to go for his shots because he makes most of them. Right?
I mean, when you're playing all the time, you're playing in big tournaments all the time. You know, you're playing, you're getting exposure. You know, pressure was like normal, right? But it's nothing compared to this, right?
No, this is just. It's what I've said.
So how,
like,
how did you prepare for this? Is what I'm kind of asking.
I prepared for this just purely off the very first one I ever played. I think you can only prepare for this by playing in this. Do you see what I mean?
There's nothing else you can do.
Yeah. So, branching off his question, you can't necessarily prepare for this. Do you ever get comfortable while playing in this? Is it possible?
it is, because obviously if you win
when you're
points,
up 11-1,
but if you're winning points and things are going your way, do you know what I mean?
And I ask that because I think if you'd stop the match right now, you'd say that Kazakis has played probably the most poorly for Europe, but right behind him is Niels, and this is his 14th year.
Niels' stroke just looks jabby right
but
now.
To be honest,
like it's forced instead of like smooth.
I said this in the interview I've just done there. For me, Niels has always played better when he's had somebody above him who wants to take the lead for the whole team. And I think Marcus thinks he's that man because he's played in it, but he isn't. That's not his type of play.
I don't want to put you on the spot and make a soundbite. I don't want to make a soundbite out of this. But would you have picked Niels?
I would.
Who would you have picked?
I'd have picked Alvin.
Alvin played so well last year.
And I actually talked about this before. Before this, I would have picked David Al-Kaidi. That dude just seems like a giant killer.
Captain.
Oh, I love it. Oh man, he just seems like a giant killer. No, I love
Alvin. Alvin is the perfect mechanics. He's the perfect flow. Oh, yeah, he has a perfect everything.
He
for
hits
this
the ball a bit like filler on this table. It's smooth and soft. Yeah. Nothing's,
he doesn't force anything. Yeah.
Last year, the only thing that was going to make Europe win.
He played a perfect set, and this guy jumped in that ball and ran out, and that was it.
He played the perfect Moscone last year. Everything he did.
Yeah. The moment is never too big. The only match he lost was to Sky, and they played a perfect set between the two of them.
And then
I think
Sky made a sick jump shot.
I think he missed a bit of a trick there because it's like the MVP. I think that's like a lot of bullshit for a start, the MVP. Because 1 year, I think I played by far the best out of everybody, but I didn't get MVP because Niels played an extra point than me.
Yeah.
And the other thing is, say for instance someone like Darren Appleton, when he played in it, he played Shane last every year, so certain players are playing like the top boys at crucial times. And then like 1 year I played like, let's say, Corey and Rodney, it was like 2-2 or something. So if you're playing that match as opposed to like the last match of the night, they're under a different heat. I think it should be the MVP should go to maybe the other team. So let's say the captain of Team America should turn around and say, well, I think he's clearly been the best. Or some kind of like,
it should be like a voting thing.
Yeah. Or the
does the captain just pick it? The captain of
no, it goes off team. Most points.
Yeah. Oh, that's it.
That's what I'm saying. So somebody like Filler and Shane, they've got more chance than anybody
because they're playing one or two more, they're going to play the extra
singles game. So Filler's the MVP. Yeah.
Which it's almost impressive, maybe, that Sky won the last year. I mean, Sky is probably the second, definitely the last year, he was definitely the second best U.S. player on paper. So he would get the second most amount of players. But
the other thing and all, should MVP actually come from the winning team? I don't know.
MVP should be the person who dogged it on the other team.
That's a very real argument to make.
I don't want to win that.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to be the guy.
Mean, but I just think the way they do it now is so flawed.
Well, maybe we should give participation trophies out too.
$15,000
to the losing team. Yeah, right. What's the thing they do in the US? Because we don't have that in Europe. But you know, like the US Open, where they have the rating, it comes up like 9 point. What's it called though?
The Fargo rating.
Yeah, why don't they do a Fargo rating?
You could definitely get TPA, whatever it is.
But you can play. You might win a match 5-3, but you've actually played terrible.
Oh yeah, for sure.
But just because you've got the
final of the International Open between Max Leshner and Jason Cha, Max played awful. I mean, as far as the way that he played throughout that entire tournament, he played perfect the entire tournament. And then he didn't roll over and die for Jason, but he did not play the level
Jason
he played the entire tournament.
Jason wins 13-11, and I didn't watch any of it, but Jason told me there was one break on him.
Yeah, one. Yeah, no, there was one break
11.
Between both players.
Yeah, yikes. Between both. That's incredible.
Yeah, yikes. I mean, there was a lot of missed balls between the players. I can't make two balls in a row. I'm not going to sit here and brag about getting to a final playing
now you don't have one break and run.
Yeah.
Still alive.
Yeah, you want to talk?
Yeah, Tyler's been playing terrible.
Here we go, Tyler. Tyler. What do you want to say?
Hey, he knows they're going to win. He got the big one.
This is the medium one.
They're going to tie. That's like from $14 to like
$19.
Right. We were just saying the MVP, we think he's four.
Huh? Carl was saying talking about the because how one time he didn't win an MVP. No, like,
this is bullshit.
I'm not sneaking. What do you mean the MVP's plot?
Like they go off system. Points
how they
instead
pick
of
it.
Like...
By the way, hello, it's great to meet you.
Well, I watched your video last night.
Oh my god!
A little recap.
Thank you for doing that.
I like the little guitar guy in the back.
That's my roommate, Will. Shout out to Will.
He's like,
yeah, we're gonna do another one. He's gonna turn it up because that dude is a virtuoso on the guitar. Yeah. So watch the video. Go to Kamui Brand on YouTube and watch the video if you feel like it. I'm not, you know, do your thing.
But the main problem is the Europeans are still soft breaking. It's a soft pop, and we agreed before the tournament started that there is no soft breaking. And there's a difference between a Corey Dual soft break and an actual soft break. The deal was hand rack the balls and smash them, and that's not what's happening.
However, even if they are, it's not like they're gaining anything from them. Nothing's
going
on. What
do you mean? Every match they've won, they've had tap outs. There's not a foot between any ball. Look at the rounds that we've made in the matches that we've won. And then,
certainly, Phil. I agree. Phil's not really doing much.
Well, look at Kazakis.
Well, he's not a good example.
No.
Exactly to be like.
He should still be running out.
Yeah, to be honest, I'm not really spotted.
I mean,
probably not been.
Look at Clancy. He's just arm breaking.
So
he's not
that
doing
rule,
nothing.
Or is that just you've said it between yourselves? Or?
Well, that's what Emily said. Emily said no soft breaking.
This is probably because I don't know shit about shit. But what is a? Why is a soft break not like the really soft break? I feel like a break.
There's a reason nobody's in China watching the finals of tournaments because it's cut break. The one goes below the side, straight in every time, and it's boring. You know, there's nothing going on.
Yeah, well, what he's trying to say is,
three balls are going
how
past.
Soft it is.
I think three balls are going past.
That's the problem. Is the three ball past the head string rule is kind of weird because the one can hit the point in the side pocket. The wing ball cannot go in, so you can hit them 28 miles. Excuse me, you can hit them 28 miles an hour, and still not get the thing. But I think that we should have a radar gun. Hit them 20. Hit them 20.
I think we should take out the side pockets.
There should be three radar guns. If two are faulty or whatever, you know, hit them at least 20, maybe 22. Some all of us can hit the balls.
That's a good,
you know,
gimmick though for TV. I said that years.
It's cool.
It's a good prop bet. If nothing else, I mean,
to watch. It's more statistics.
Because then one guy's going to get up and try and slam him and set like a world record or something, and then send the cue ball across the room.
Yeah. I'm going to catch the cue ball in the fourth row. What's better entertainment than that?
I think the big thing though, what I've spotted today is I think USA held it together really good today.
Yeah.
Just to go 3 points down, it's going to be tough. And they come back twice and did it. And then I just think, because of that, you've kind of seen Kazakas fold a little bit there. I know he's playing Shane, but he's one up and he's got an easy run out.
He's playing Shane right after Shane loses to Filler too. I mean,
he missed it by a whole ball.
Yeah.
He missed the ball by a whole ball.
I mean, like I think Shane comes in with a little bit of shaky confidence out of that match, and you know he gets that confidence back after playing playing Kazakis.
Didn't he play with Bergman against Shaw and Filler and win that one right after? So
it's my story. I'll tell it how I want.
Yeah. So edit that around. So it looks
Don't tell me how to tell my stories.
Sorry,
all right.
Sorry. Yeah. Your feelings are valid, but the facts are not. So here's the question for Tyler. What are you guys going to try to do to really capitalize tomorrow? If you're allowed to say.
Yeah, I mean, we definitely have plans to change the break, and if they say that, hey, you know, we don't like this, then we're going to say too bad, because they did it the first 2 days, you know?
Anything that's not break-related?
No, we're just going to try and win 3-2, you know, each day, and if you do better than that, great. If not, you know, we just got to make it up the next day, really.
Cool.
You don't want to lose tomorrow 3-2, because then you gotta bring it, you know, the next day. So.
And that's Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
So that's gonna be extra.
I have a hypothetical question.
If it was rack your own 9-ball, who would win?
I mean, the score would probably be 11-3. To be honest. Right.
11-3. Which way?
Well, I wouldn't want to be playing rack your own, because I don't have a clue what I'm doing.
Exactly. I mean, I think we should be able to read the rack, because we should be able to use our knowledge, because, you know, Tiger Woods gets to look at his putt and make it a decision on how he hits the ball. You know, we just have to get up there and pray.
Can you not see the rack beforehand? You're not allowed?
No, we can't check the rack.
Wow.
Yeah.
If you look, it's a foul.
It's the same way for the U.S. Open.
Jeez.
Yeah, this is it's a Matchroom rule that they incorporate. And
love you, Matchroom.
Yeah. As a defender to Matchroom, it's a little bit more maybe favorable to the viewer, because there's less time in between racks.
Sure.
When you go up and you analyze the rack for ten seconds or so.
It's more exciting to watch for sure. Yeah, as a player,
it's a little bit better for the viewers.
I think speed gun, but you know, rack it up to a proper mile an hour, not like, you know, 70.
Magic rack definitely isn't the answer. Definitely not. But, I mean,
I think where Billy was breaking from, a little out on the rail, out from the rail, I think he's making the wing ball every time.
Yeah, and he's got a shot straight into the side pocket three times.
Yeah, but you can't judge the anything else that. But if you're making it still dead from there, it's easier to control it, I think.
That's the thing with Josh, though. Like, in 2017, Dennis Hatch didn't have a good match. I think he scratched twice. Gave Josh a tap out, right? And you get him going, and he starts... He's not going to miss the rest of the tournament now because Billy plays him, and Billy did nothing wrong. Yeah, he scratched twice and filler has tap outs. You know what I mean? That's just terrible. It's brutal.
Yeah,
so he feels like he's King Kong, but always had his tap outs the entire tournament.
Well, his first three visits in his singles were balling up.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
But you know, he's not going to keep going that way. Is he? He's going to get tested.
We need to beat him. Shane's match. Shane breaks, kick straight in the side.
Yeah.
100 miles. No, that back ball went.
Yeah, but he makes a nine ball. When he makes a three ball, it's three.
He broke the laws of physics there because he broke the balls at, like, say, 22 miles an hour. That ball went into the side pocket at 29 miles an hour.
The ball went in the pocket faster than he broke.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
Bergman's two-rail kick shot and the cue ball and the one met in the side pocket at the same time.
Oh, that was stupid. That was – how bad of a roll can you have?
Yeah.
He hit it so good.
I mean, he hit it hard to hit it and pray.
Filler's one of the best rotation players in the world. And he gets good rolls too.
Yeah.
Sick.
Yeah, but if Shane makes the nine, he wins the next rep, and then he pots the three that he misses.
That's
3-2.
Yeah, three.
We've all played pool matches where nothing's gone your way, and you've got to grind it out.
Yeah, and that's where the champions are made. Yeah. Give your guitar friend playing
also
proper shout-out.
Shout-out to Will Moritz. Go to his band, Gratis. He's a really, really amazing guitar player.
Hey, we got the refs.
Yeah.
Hey, we want to talk about one of the decisions you've made.
No. I don't talk about decisions I made. Okay?
Was Justin Bergman a foul?
You make the call, you walk away. That's all I don't talk about it. Okay?
Hey.
I strive to be as perfect as possible and get everything right as I can, but even they miss shots. Okay?
Yes.
Is the reason... Shane and Jason relagged because Jason won.
No, the reason was because the balls were even.
When did they relag? I didn't see it.
Today during the Scott Stubbles match.
Really?
Yeah.
Have you ever reffed a match left-handed?
I'm lefty, so I'm right-handed, but no.
That's the second one I get to bleep. This is good. This is lots of bleeps. I like bleeps. The first ever bleep I got was actually with Raleigh. The first.
Oh yeah.
All right, stick this landing here, Nate. Let's get out of here.
Yeah, I guess we can wrap this up unofficially. Emily, she's already gone. Thanks for joining us, Emily. Raleigh, Carl, Chris, now Tyler. Thank you all for joining me.
You got it.
Of course. Happy to do it.
Maybe we'll get you on again.
Checks in the mail, right?
Yeah. It's
for sure.
Your crappy coffee's in the mail. Yeah.
It's actually in the bag.
Other than that. Thank you all.